This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, we will get to the news from yesterday out in Goodyear where Bo Naylor might be starting a potential comeback season and how one former Guardians outfielder may be making his way to the pitcher's mound.
Wait, has he ever actually taken off to begin with? So can you have a comeback season?
Well, in terms of his rookie year, he had some promise. And then the second year, he kind of had some struggles at the plate, a lot of struggles at the plate.
I don't think he's really gotten off yet.
I'm hoping. Power rank his years.
Let's go, Mitch.
Well, I guess rookie year and then last year.
Yeah.
Well, that was close. And then I guess hopefully this year, but we'll see. It's only March.
We'll get to it in just a moment. But I want to start off with the last night we had a doubleheader on TNT with the Celtics beating the Sixers and the Lakers beating the Knicks. Why am I telling you this? Because during the halftime report, Charles Barkley going off on a bit of the NBA coverage here and mentioning our team as well as another team atop the NBA.
The Lakers are doing great, but the season's been going great for the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Y'all are idiots because y'all talk about the Lakers and the Warriors all the time. The Cleveland Cavaliers have won 12 straight games. The Oklahoma City got the MVP, and they are on fire. The Lakers are doing great. The Warriors are doing great. They've had 2 good weeks. The Cavs and OKC have had 6 great months.
Audio courtesy of TNT.
Why did you cut out the spot where he was calling people at ESPN idiots for that?
That was the abridged version. We're going to have the longer version.
I want the real version.
Later.
Do we need the abridged version? What made the news is that he's not just saying that. The people he's calling idiots are people at ESPN, namely Kendrick Perkins. That's what he says.
Yes.
He's not just calling people general idiots. I think if a guy was driving down 480, he goes, I'm not an idiot. I've been talking about the Cavs all year.
We have talked a lot of Cavs this year.
But I'm saying a guy, like, why is Charles Barkley calling me an idiot? I'm a Cavs fan. I've been watching the Cavs all year, talking about the Cavs all year. He's calling people at ESPN idiots. That's what he's saying.
Now, has TNT...
You leave a lot of context out when he calls people idiots and they don't know who he's calling an idiot.
Has TNT... Have they been talking a lot of Cavs throughout the season? Have they been avoiding the Lakers and avoiding...
I don't think they've been avoiding them. But what Charles Barkley said...
has been talking about him quite a bit.
What Charles Barkley said he has. But Charles Barkley was saying that... I mean, Kendrick Perkins said that the Lakers saved the NBA. And, I mean, let's call it what it is. I mean, I don't know anything to Kendrick Perkins. He stiffed us every time we asked him to come on the show. It wasn't even that he ignored. He made arrangements to come on the show and stiffed us every time. He's a half-ass analyst. That's all he's ever done is half-ass things, and I haven't respected a word that's come out of his mouth since he's been on the set at any major network, including ours, but he wouldn't even come on our show. So I don't give a damn what's been said about it. So let me say it. Charles Barkley is right about what he's saying about Kendrick Perkins. Now, that's their fault about them only focusing on the Lakers and the Warriors, but they know what sells. They know what sells. It's a West Coast show that caters to West Coast teams, and they're waiting for the Knicks to do something, but the Knicks aren't sexy. So, yeah, I mean, I can't blame ESPN in general, what he says about Kendrick Perkins is right. I can't blame ESPN in general, though, for 20 years of the same conversation about markets of the NBA. It changes over time, but it's the league that has to change that. They have to catch up with the times, but still, it's been the same. LeBron and Steph Curry in their game was the highest rated game this year. Okay, what's that tell you? So not everything of what they're saying is stupid, but what Charles Barkley's saying about the Cavs is right.
There was a lot of thought that came out of you just now that I was not expecting, and we certainly will get to the unabridged version later on in the show. I want to get to the news out in Goodyear that I mentioned before. The news yesterday, Tyler Naquin, the former Cleveland outfielder, is returning to the Cleveland Guardians on a minor league deal as a converted pitcher. Now, this is a guy that apparently ranked in the mid to late high 90s when he was an outfielder in terms of being able to throw from the outfield. His average speed was around 95 to 98. It's an interesting hire or an interesting signing, and but I don't know if it's going to cause anything at the major league level.
I think it highlights exactly what type of situation the Cleveland Guardians are in monetarily. If he does strike anybody out in Major League Baseball, if he comes in and makes an appearance and gets anybody out, it's an incredible story for him.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What an athlete Tyler Naquin is. Baseball is a hard thing to do. We talk about Rick Ankiel all the time. Like, that was a... To be able to come back and be a position player.
Did Naquin get the reverse yips?
Nicely wondered. Well done. Probably. Maybe. Like, yeah.
I mean, that takes pretty big stones to be able to move to the mound.
Yeah.
At this age.
I saw a pitcher once turn into a knuckleball pitcher. Like, was having struggles, and Stephen Wright turned into a knuckleball pitcher. He kind of had the same personality as him. But this would be a great thing if he were. Actually, it probably wouldn't be because he's on a minor league deal. So if you had to call him up, that means that you've had some problems there within your bullpen or something like that. But still, nice enough story. I don't root against him.
Ken,
certainly.
How often do you get a text from somebody when it comes to like sports news? And you're like, oh, this is made up. This is fake. This is one where I thought for sure it was fake. And I thought my buddies were just...
Oh, I didn't think it was fake.
I thought it was...
I wouldn't think anybody was going to make up a story about Tyler Naquin, of all people.
My friends would. That's exactly... They would take an obscure guy that sucked, and they would then say, oh, not only did the suck guy, is he coming back, they're actually changing his position completely.
One of the most indelible images of the last decade of Cleveland baseball is his... In the Parker and coming around and sliding.
That is true.
Home.
Great line.
I also remember we tried to have fun with him once on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And ask about potential nicknames for him, and that rubbed some people in the clubhouse the wrong way.
I'm not going down that road. I finally
well,
buried that
back
hatchet.
And we could ask again.
Yeah. Hey, if he's good, yeah, bring him back.
Yesterday, we had the Cleveland Guardians beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-0 in their spring training matchup, and all four runs for the Guardians provided on two home runs hit by Bo Naylor. As I mentioned before, Naylor had a lot of struggles at the plate last season, hoping for a bounce back this year. This is Craig Albernaz, the acting manager, yesterday talking about Naylor's work in the offseason. Naylor hasn't had like consistency at the plate this year, but we're hoping for the best, especially now that his brother's in Arizona.
Well, what does his brother being in Arizona have to do with his consistency there, Mitch?
I'm not saying it's solely due to what Josh is being there. Obviously, it doesn't. Obviously, it may hurt to lose a close family member like that in your clubhouse over the course of an offseason.
What are you putting out there, Mitch, that maybe his brother was getting in the way of his his maturation process?
I'm not putting any theories or conspiracies out there. No, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm hoping for is more consistency at the plate this season to go along with the solid fielding behind the plate.
Yeah, and I think the guy on 480, I think he's driving and sitting there wondering, like, man, when am I going to be able to find the exit to get off 480? And second of all, boy, Mitch just keeps putting all these things out there, and he can't bag it up.
You keep putting out theories that don't come out of my own mouth on the air like the last week.
What was the theory?
The one yesterday regarding to the, what was it, the struggles of, well, first of all, it was the Guardians last week. I was getting frustrated that they were losing so many spring training games, obviously games that don't count.
Well, I wasn't here.
Yeah, Ken was here.
That's right, it was you and Tom.
What can I put out of your mouth? I wasn't here.
Wow.
Is anybody doing anything at second base? Because it seems like anybody that is applying for this job of official Guardian second baseman has not been able to do anything in spring training so far. Are these guys folding under the pressure of a competition?
It's kind of up in the air right now.
Robbie Alomar, 216-474-0092.
We heard earlier this week that they're not rushing the decision with Travis Bazzana. That was Zach Meisel earlier this week, but I don't know what's going to happen there at the start of the season.
But between Arias and Brito, and it seems like these guys are scuffling big time.
And finally, we have some scores from last night in the high school basketball tournament.
Why did I think of Jody Arias instead of Gabriel Arias? Man, it's been a weird week for me. Lord, go ahead.
A few scores from last night in the high school basketball tournament. We had Cleveland Glenville advancing to the Elite 8 over Akron Bookdal.
They
will take on Warrensville Heights, who beat Canfield. And the Perry Panthers beating Harding at the buzzer. Luke Wolf with a three-pointer to win it.
The buzzer!
Buzzer beater. It was amazing. Like, I saw the video. It was pretty awesome. Nice. First time in 34 years I've been to the Sweet 16. I don't know how long it's been since they've been to the Elite 8. That's fantastic.
They'll advance to take on the regional final this weekend. That's it for about last night.
Who won that Richmond Heights game? I imagine.
I think they played tonight, actually.
Oh, it's tonight. No, tonight. I thought I saw a video of them warming up. Were they playing Central?
They're getting really warm.
Some teams warm up for 24 hours.
24-hour warm-up.
Yeah, they're taking this game seriously. There's a lot at stake.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.